Welcome to Turn Up the Music with Cheryl Giesbrecht. I'm DC Carter. Today, she'll talk about the joy and struggle of walking in the Spirit. Here's Cheryl.
We've been talking about what it means to empty ourselves of self and be filled with the Spirit. Last time, we were reminded that those of us who've tried and failed to do this know the challenge that we face is a personal inner battle with our will. We can't change our feelings, but we can change our reactions. It's not our first reaction to turn the other cheek. We want to get even. We don't want to be nice. We want to give people what they deserve. Romans 8:18 says, "For I have the desire to do what is good, but I cannot carry it out." Through the active power of Jesus Christ, we can give up our selfish desires and show God's love. The example Jesus gave in Philippians 2, 6, and 7 reminds us what it takes. Jesus, who being in very nature God, did not consider equality with God a thing to be grasped, but made himself nothing, taking the very nature of a servant, being made in human likeness. We can follow Jesus' example by choosing a life of servant love. Sacrificial love is deliverance from selfishness. Deliverance from selfishness means to be a vessel overflowing with love to everybody all day. This means not only putting others first, it also means to live and love sacrificially. Andrew Murray says, "Nothing but love can expel and conquer our selfishness." And how can I learn to love? Never. Two things need to happen. First, the Spirit of God must fill my heart with God's love. And then we must begin to long for God's love in a very different way than we ever have before. This type of love is how we empty ourselves of self. That's how God fills us up to overflowing with Himself. To empty ourselves of self is a terrific trade. It's exchanging our selfish desires for spiritual delights. Romans 8:6 reminds us, "The mind of sinful man is death, but the mind controlled by the Spirit is life and peace." The benefits of the struggle with self are more than victory. They are a life of abundance, filled with peace and renewed hope. Here's a preview of some of my favorite lyrics. "Cause everything is a lesser thing compared to you, compared to you. Everything is a lesser thing. I surrender all." Surrender all? Sometimes that's a really scary concept, and we find as we choose to submit to empty ourselves to crucify our ego, something happens. It gets easier. Jesus came to serve, and that's what He wants us to do too. Thankfully, we don't have to do it alone, as 2 Timothy 1:7 says, "For God did not give us a spirit of timidity, but a spirit of power, of love, and self-discipline." Let's pray. Dear God, thank you for giving us your love. We ask you to give us the mind of Christ. We thank you for the power of the Holy Spirit. Please deliver us from selfishness. We confess our vain ambitions, our pride, our agendas. We ask you to fill us to overflowing with your love. We surrender all. In Jesus' name, amen.
Turn up the music.
Thanks for joining Cheryl Giesbrecht with Turn Up the Music. For information on Cheryl's products or speaking ministry, go to FromAshesToBeauty.com. I'm DC Carter. Have a great week.